Every time we were alone, I wish you'd make a move. I played hard to get, you were a stubborn fool. Now you're with her, you know, I don't know what to do. It's not your fault I'm done, it's not her fault she won. But now I'm all alone and all I think about is you. Can't pick up the phone, it wouldn't help the truth. They say what's done is done, I won't give up this one. And I don't know the time when I realized that I loved you, but you're always on my mind. Can't stop thinking of you, I pushed you away. Now I think I hate you, but I promise still would date you, or at least get naked with you. Is that honest enough? Honest enough? 'Cause it's the truth, and I don't know what to do. I go over that one night as I'm lying in my bed. It was my favorite 12 hours, and they just repeat in my head. I didn't know then just how hard it would be to watch you walk home some girl that wasn't me. Is that honest enough? Honest enough? 'Cause it's the truth. But you're always on my mind, and I can't stop thinking of you. I pushed you away, and if I was honest with you, I would tell you that I miss you. I'd give anything to be with you. I'd run right up and kiss you. Is that honest enough? Honest enough? 'Cause it's the truth. Every time we were alone, I wish you'd make a move. But I played hard to get, and you were stubborn.
Who is that? Do you want to introduce your own song? That'd be kind of cool, right?
Whoa! You were just listening to Honesty by Taylor Lamborn.
Are you sure that's the title of the song?
I don't remember.
Taylor Lamborn. Here on Neo Rocks. Before that, you heard the set that you will hear at the Blizzard Bash coming up on Friday, November 28th. Ray Flanagan and the Authorities, Dan Maraldi and the Albino Winos, and Top Hat Black. But right now, we're here to talk about an event that's going on next Monday. I want you to introduce yourselves formally.
How you doing? I'm L.A. Nash.
And I'm Taylor Lamborn.
And Elliot, now your microphone is on.
All right, beautiful. I'm Elliot Nash.
And you're still Taylor Lamborn.
I'm still Taylor Lamborn, yes. That has not
Things
changed.
Things are pretty stagnant here.
Now, Taylor, I was thinking about not having you in tonight.
Because you don't like me?
No, it's because you tried to poison me with a certain cinnamon whiskey over the summertime. But
yeah, you know what? It was an attempt to be nice. I didn't know there was antifreeze in it at the time.
I wondered why it was blue and glowing. That's
right. You know, it's funny. Yeah, we had this event at my parents' house every year where we invite tons of people over and bands and whatnot. And you played. You were gracious enough to play. And you know, halfway towards it, you kind of came up with this, like, you know, I don't know, what was it, like 5 liters worth of fireball?
A whole pool.
And of course,
small above ground pool.
Cumberland, yeah.
Of course, I enjoyed it. And then recently, there was news that it wasn't so good for you. So now I'm checking my pulse every 10 minutes, but. Outside of that, though, thank you for being here. We're talking about the big event going on next Monday. It's the Ladies' Night School of Rock Benefit featuring Leah Liu, Taylor Lamborn, Nicole Thomas. Tell me if I'm wrong on any of these. Gretchen, how do you pronounce the last name?
Plus.
Okay.
Gretchen Plus.
Lachelle, Brittany Benton, and Candy Fresca. So why don't you tell us about it? What's going on?
We're really excited about it. It's a benefit for School of Rock, which is a music school for kids. And we're going to, the money's going to go straight towards a scholarship fund, which is for talented kids that can't necessarily afford to be a part of the program. So it's going to help them get involved and make sure that Cleveland has good music to listen to in the future generations.
Very good. Now, how did this come up where you got involved with the School of Rock?
That's a doozy. I don't really know. It kind of happened pretty organically. We had some loose ties to the people at School of Rock, and it was just something that me and the team's heart was in, you know, teaching kids how to play music. So we just decided kind of last minute. Another show fell through. And so we still had the date at the Grog Shop, and we wanted to put something together for School of Rock, and it just happened.
Very cool. Now, I did notice it is a ladies' night, so was that kind of an organic thing, too, or it was just...
It was. There's very little rhyme or reason to that at all, but there was just a lot of great female artists, and I wanted to give them a chance to, you know, showcase their music.
Now, this whole thing starts next Monday at the Grog Shop, November 10th, at what, 7 p.m.?
7 p.m.
Okay, Taylor, do you know what time you're playing?
I'm not sure.
The only reason I'm asking,
she's at 9 o'clock.
I see that there are so many artists. It's probably going to go for a little while that night, right?
Yeah, we're expecting to have it done by midnight. Probably have the music actually end by 11. And we also, I don't remember if you mentioned, but we have Backstage Politics too.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was the kids that won the high school Tri-C Rock Off.
We had them in here actually a couple weeks after they won it. They couldn't be more excited. Great,
right.
Great guys.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And girls.
And they're part of School of Rock, so that's why we specifically got involved with them.
And what's funny, just to bring it even further out, my drummer from my band actually teaches a couple of those kids, or he did
really?
Teach them. So that's kind of funny how everything kind of works together.
Small world.
Exactly.
Small suburb.
And Ladies Night School of Rock benefit happening next Monday at the Grog Shop at 7 p.m. Why don't we listen to some Leah Liu, and then we're going to hear some live Taylor Lamborn coming up. How's that
fantastic.
Sound? All right, so here is Leah Liu on Neil Rocks.
Stay away.
You will be able to hear her, meaning Leah Liu, next Monday at the Grog Shop. Yeah, I wanted to specify what I was talking about exactly.
It's a good call.
Specifics are great.
Yeah, you know, especially on the radio when people can't see you.
Absolutely. Clarity is always a must.
Elliot Nash, Taylor Lamborn here in studio. Taylor, so what's been going on with you?
A lot. I have been playing all over. I'm also working on a new EP right now, which I'm really excited about. I'm doing that with Jim Wall of the Bad Boys of Blues. And I've got shows all the time, so it's good. I've got a new website I just launched, so all of those shows are listed on my website, taylorlamborn.com. And I put them all on my Facebook page, too, so you can like me there and check it all out.
The website looks fantastic, by the way.
Thank you.
I got a chance to check it out. It looks great.
TaylorLamborn.com.
I do all my own artwork, which is cool.
That is cool. That is cool.
Multi-talented. Look at you.
Look at that.
So any plans to get out of town here over the winter months?
Well, I got a show in Chicago, which is probably not the smartest thing over winter.
No, it's not fun.
I'm working on one. I've got one in Indiana, too, and potentially on the books, maybe one down in a southern state, but I can't announce it just yet.
Okay. Well, southern states are good usually in the wintertime, especially
with
the weather
exactly.
up here.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. But I think I'm going to lay low a little bit in the winter and just finish up this EP so I can have some new songs for your radio show.
That sounds great. That sounds terrific to me.
That's the goal.
Well, do you want to do a live one here for us now?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Anytime.
Hold on. Coming.
Coming?
Here we go. I had to turn on that mic. There we go. All right. So you're going to sing into that one. You're going to play into that one. We got what's this one called?
This is called Paralyzed.
Here's Taylor Lamborn on Neo Rocks.
One glance and I am paralyzed. You've got me stuck in a trance and now I'm lost in your eyes. You know my mama, she never taught me wrong from right. I learned by trial and error in the dark cloak of the night. And now I am frozen in time. Somehow you've got me frozen. Touch gives me a contact eye. It's too much, and now I'm up in the sky. Babe, I've got this high. I don't know why. No, I don't know why. And I am frozen.
Taylor Lambord here on Neo Rocks with a new tune.
A new one.
Which we will see more of soon, right? Or hear
more
of
soon. Yeah, that's going to be on the new EP, so hopefully you liked it.
You going to be playing that next Monday at the Grog?
Oh, certainly. Of course.
Terrific.
What was the name of the EP?
Well, we haven't decided that one yet.
Oh, I didn't mean to get ahead. We have all the songs, everything's recorded, but there's no name yet.
I will be having a raffle or a contest on my website. You guys can pick the song, the EP name.
TaylorLamborn.com. Stay tuned, folks.
Yeah.
Now, Elliot, yes. Of course, you're here. You've got some interesting stuff to talk about as well. Tell me about Here in Colors and what that's about.
It started as a music blog. I was actually living in L.A. for a brief amount of time, and I had a buddy in New York City who... We just were kind of passing music back and forth, and the blog started not really as a blog, just a way for us to document the music to each other so we could kind of check out what we were listening to. And we looked at the stats, a month later or something like that, and realized that we were getting a lot of international hits. And so that was actually very surprising. Nothing was well written. It was very informal. But there was getting a lot of views, so we just started taking it a little more seriously, and it just gradually got to be what it was. And then I started putting shows together, and I decided to put it under the same name because it's just about quality of music. You know, we're not going to post things that people are going to hear anyways. You're not going to hear anything about Drake or anything like that on the blog. So we started doing nothing against Drake, but you'll already hear that.
He's not listening, don't worry.
Okay. My bad, Drake. he's going to call me later. But, so we just started doing things, you know, purely based off quality and doing things that were fun and interesting. And so it just became, we started doing a lot of things all across Cleveland.
So as it has evolved, what is it right now that, if somebody goes on, first of all, where can they find the blog?
It's at hearincolors.com. It's H-E-A-R.
Now, you had talked about how you wanted to do some... even additional work with it. So what can people expect in the next few months here as they go on there?
Actually, we have a lot of new writers, one of which is in Auckland, New Zealand. We have some people in San Francisco, as well as Chicago, and Portland, Oregon, that are all writing for the blog. So that's really, it's been a lot of expansion with the writers. So there's a lot of new, perspectives coming in. So we're really excited about that. And actually, the buddy in Auckland is actually going to set up a show. So Here in Colors is going to officially be international soon.
Very cool.
So,
yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Very cool.
I'm not going to be able to go. But it's pretty cool, I think.
Wait, where
I don't
is
know.
It going to be?
In Auckland, New Zealand.
Auckland, New Zealand.
Yep.
Maybe I'll tell my brother's friends to go from Australia.
Flyover. That seems pretty excessive, but hey, if they can make it, that's awesome.
Of course, you've been focusing a lot on the scene here in Cleveland as well. You've got some other cool events that are kind of coming up.
We do, yeah.
Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, we do the most hipster night in Cleveland at a 5 o'clock lounge in Lakewood. It's a really fun event. Everyone, it's a big costume contest, and you just whoever dresses the most hipster for that night gets a $25 gift certificate to Trader Joe's. It's a lot of fun. Me and Vince Manzano DJ. It's DJ Esso, and we just play a lot of soul music, a lot of funk, some hip hop. It's just a great time. Actually, I think the guy that won the first night didn't know that it was a costume contest, and he just dressed that way, and he won. And so he was surprised, but he was very happy. He definitely shopped at Trader Joe's. I don't mean to generalize, but like he was ecstatic.
They do have delicious hummus there.
Yeah, fantastic,
yeah,
hummus.
The hummus is great.
Yeah.
Now you have another one that's kind of interesting to me, but you can't go into details about it. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I do. Yeah, we have something in the works. We've kind of been following the theme of the most blank night in Cleveland. You know, we had the most hipster night. We have the most 90s night in Cleveland coming up at the Grog Shop. And we're setting up the most 50s night in Cleveland. And the one that I believe you're talking about is the most sketchy night in Cleveland. And that's a pretty amorphous idea right now. But we decided that we're not going to give away any details because we want no one to know what they're getting into when they walk in. It's supposed to be all around sketchy.
All I would care about is where this is going to be held.
It's going to be held under a bridge.
Yeah,
wait, seriously?
No, not seriously. I'm definitely not serious about that. That would be unacceptable. I'm pretty sure. I don't know if the city would allow that.
The most sketchy night in Cleveland does happen under bridges regularly.
Definitely, absolutely. But we're going to try and top that.
Oh, my God. Well, in the near future, next Monday at the Grog Shop, November 10th, Ladies Night School of Rock Benefit. of course, benefiting the School of Rock, which is a great resource for kids. I mean, just, you know, yeah, it's a great resource for kids. And so many people that we talk to here on the show have either gone through mm-hmm. there or they're, mm-hmm. they know kids who have gone through there. So that's going to be going on next Monday at the Grog Shop. Let's hear one more from Taylor. What do you think?
Yeah.
All right. We could do one here, or we could do one over here. Which would you prefer?
Oh man! Oh man!
I've got eyeliner already over here.
Well, then just play it, man.
Okay. Yeah. Here's Taylor Lamborn on Yo Rocks.
With golden locks and eyes stone blue, he had a surfer body and cowboy boots. Oh, everything is perfect in a dream. He gave me a smile at the break of day from his perfectly tan movie star face. And he made the sunrise as he said, dream again. All I have is a pillow by my side. Can't find a Hallmark card or Valentine to tell you how much I love your smile, and your laugh just sounds so sweet. It's the soundtrack to my dream. God made. Hope this gets me through today. I wake up just to hear you say good morning.
Lamborn with eyeliner. Now, I was told in the break, Taylor, by you, who wrote the song, Taylor, that
My name is Taylor.
The chorus has the best pickup line ever. Why is that?
Because I made it up.
Uh-huh. Does it work on yourself?
Right.
It works on every morning. I wake up and I'm like, "You're pretty, Taylor. You don't need eyeliner to draw me to your eyes."
It's truly upsetting image.
So wait, for all the single dudes listening right now. Okay, and they're thinking about their Friday night and what they're going to do, their Saturday night.
They should hit me up.
Well, I'm not saying that. I mean, that's up to you.
It took a hard left turn.
Taylor's cell phone number is 216. No.
It's actually out of state area code, so that wasn't even right.
This is what her Tinder account.
I was just going to ask you to repeat the line in case a guy on Friday or Saturday night is feeling like he's got nothing. He's looking around. He has nothing. What should he say to the girl of his desire?
Well, Friday night would work.
So what's the line?
You don't need eyeliner to draw me to your eyes because I'm already lost in them all the time.
Great.
I feel like that would...
I feel like it would work better, though, if you're, like, in class on a 9 a.m., like, thing, and there's this girl, and she comes in a mess, and you've always had a crush on her, and she's just like, oh, I look like shit. And then we are good.
So you think it would work better in class?
I think it would work better in a less creepy situation. Like if someone was to say that to you at the bar,
it wouldn't be good at the
bar. I would be frightened. It'd be different because I'm a guy, I guess. And I wouldn't be wearing eyeliner. But you can if you want.
The bar
but
it would
freak me out. Mm-hmm. The bar, no, definitely not.
Well, so, you know, some guys wear eyeliner, I guess. But
they do.
I don't know if it would work reverse.
Honestly, I can't.
Marilyn
use
Manson
myself,
for
though,
one.
I'm a girl.
That's true.
That is true.
That is.
I had
true.
Not considered that.
Speaking of girls, ladies' night next Monday, November 10th at the Grog Shop, 7 p.m. Lots of great acts. Leah Liu, my eyes are terrible.
Leah Liu, Jay Lachelle, Gretchen Plus, Brittany Benton, and Candy Fresca, and also Backstage Politics.
Very cool. And of course, if people want to find out more about Here in Colors, they can go to
hereincolors.com. We got a lot of good music on there. You can get lost for solid 15 minutes or so going through the music. There's a lot of fun stuff on there. And plenty of Drake.
If they want to find out more about the show next week,
They can go to grogshop.gs or hereincolors.com or our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/hereincolors. Or you can just call me, or you can say the eyeliner line. You got a whole lot of outlets here for you.
Yes!
And Taylor,
I'm going to take over the world.
And Taylor, where can people find out more useful information from you?
TaylorLamborn.com.
Thank you, too, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it was great.
And we're going to play something that's not Taylor Lamborn right now, but that's all right.